one and only Andy McNamara, our fantasy football, our fantasy sports guru, not just football. He does a little bit of everything. He joins us every week on the program. Andy, happy Wednesday, pal. How are you?
Logan, doing good, my man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited for some Week 6 football starting tomorrow. But before we get into that, a quick look back. We've had some big waiver additions. I know it was a busy week in a couple of the leagues that I was in. What about you? What have you seen around the waiver wires in fantasy this week specifically?
Well, I covered a few of them in my weekly, comes out every Tuesday on sportsnet.ca, waiver wire pickups article. And the theme of this week was running backs. Not necessarily good running backs, Logan, but running backs, warm bodies, if you will get a bulk of a workload. That's what the theme was, because Saquon Barkley, just when you thought he was ramping up, ankle injury, sidelined him. So Devontae Booker, dust him off. You can get him and Clyde Edwards-Helaire to the injured reserve. Darrell Williams, those are two of the hottest waiver wire ads this week, because we know even when everybody's healthy, true RB1s are tough to come by. So if you don't have a handcuff or have your hands on one, it's something you should. And I'll give you one other one that I think might be getting discarded a little bit too soon, because the ownership level is dropping by, I'm just looking now on Yahoo, by about 12% over the last 24 hours, and that's Chuba Hubbard. And I know Christian McCaffrey could be coming back this week, but a could and coming back off of an injury means that you might want to, if you can, keep him stashed, because he really popped against Philly last week. And if something else happens to McCaffrey, or if CMC doesn't play this week, Chuba Hubbard might be someone who could be sitting there that could be one of those true RB1s.
What about the situation with the New York Giants specifically, Andy? Mm. A handful of key injuries on their offensive side of the ball. Obviously, Devontae Booker was one of the big ones in fantasy leagues across football this week. But any other guys to look at in that offense that might be able to step up and get you some points for your team?
Well, I really liked what I saw out of Kadarius Toney, but they're kind of the walking wounded, right? It's kind of a situation where we're going to need to track as the week goes on, because you still have Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Kenny Galladay is not 100%. The worst thing to me in fantasy football is the Q beside the name. Questionable, Logan. Questionable. If it's doubtful, I kind of know he's not coming in. If it's questionable, that just haunts you when you look, because it's like, okay, should I make a backup game plan if possible? How close do I have to track before kickoff? Is it going to be a limited workload? Questionable is the worst. And that's really what we have almost all across any sort of fantasy star power on the Giants, including Daniel Jones, the quarterback. So it's really difficult outside of Devontae Booker for me to point to anybody and say, for week 6 specifically, who should you look at? Because we also have to remember the Giants are not a good football team overall, so you have to factor that all in there. I think Kadarius Toney is a nice pickup for as we look ahead to multiple weeks, because he flashed, and his talent is undeniable. Off-the-field stuff could be a potential issue, but talent-wise, it's there. So that's a pickup I would look for, maybe not specifically for this week, but moving forward. But really, we're just going to have to track and see how the health plays out, and we'll have our answers closer to the weekend.
Remember, Ask Andy coming up in just moments here on Sportsnet 960. You can get your text in at 960-960. You can hit us up on Twitter. I've tweeted out, it's been retweeted by the Sportsnet 960 account. If you want to get your questions in for Andy, you have starting, sitting advice, streaming advice, anything that you need to get into Andy, get your text in now. We'll be going to Ask Andy in just a couple of moments here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. When we look ahead to the Week 6 schedule, Andy, are there any games that stick out to you as potential high-scoring, high fantasy point output games in Week 6 specifically?
Oh, Logan, I think it kicks off Thursday.
Yep.
I think the one that kicks off Week 6, oh, baby, a fantasy feast, Buccaneers-Eagles. Oh, man. So really, it's a buffet. Like, what do you fancy when it comes to quarterbacks? Is it a 44-year-old QB who just dished out 5 touchdowns, 411 passing yards? Or is it the young Jalen Hurts, who real-life-wise is finding his way, but when you look at what he's been able to do from a fantasy perspective, he has been absolute lights out. He is the eighth overall ranked, not quarterback, eighth overall ranked fantasy player. Who would have thought that? Eighth overall. And he's been amazing because of his legs. Now, again, real life-wise, got some work to do. He's got to iron some things out. He's a young guy. But using his legs, throwing, running, being touchdowns. Jalen Hurts is as good a play as any for those two. And then you get to, man, the wide receivers. Chris Godwin, someone to watch. Has that dreaded Q beside his name. So track it. I have him on one of my teams, so I'm going to be paying extra close attention. But Mike Evans, Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, the great thing about this Tampa Bay offense is everybody can eat, all of them. I would personally this week rate Antonio Brown, put him a slot above Chris Godwin, and then have him, Mike Evans, as sort of that, maybe a shade above Antonio Brown still. But the targets, you're like, all these guys are getting between 8 and 11 targets. I don't want any piece of the running game at all. None. I want nothing. And then Gronk, if he's healthy, you know, you got to get the Gronkster in.
Yeah. A quick question on this one, because I've seen a lot of it, and it's one that I'm curious about myself. Carson Wentz showed up big last week and was a big add in a couple of the leagues that I am in. I'm a little bit wary to trust Carson, even in a streaming scenario right now, but I have to admit, last week's performance was tempting, if not for maybe just for Carson, but even for the weapons around him to finally get some fantasy production out of them.
Well, great point. And he actually was in my waiver wire article pickup. 15% ownership as of yesterday. That's probably gone up. That was before waivers were processed. Mm-hmm. You mentioned streaming, and I think for DraftKings on DFS, if it's a little too risque for you in your season-long league to have him in, on DraftKings at $5,400, that makes him the 16th most expensive. What a deal for a starting quarterback who really popped last week, and both of those glass ankles of his seem to be doing better for the time being. I think for a DraftKings play, Carson Wentz is a smash spot against Houston. I absolutely love that spot. You just kind of hope they don't get up too much and then just keep handing the ball off. But he's there. Season long, I'm with you. Do I want to put my fantasy season in the hands of Carson Wentz? I do not. However, every quarterback has a bye week. Bye weeks are starting this week, so it's something to keep in mind if you need to prep. Do I want Carson Wentz if I have a bench spot available as my backup and see how things progress and at worst maybe use him as trade bait? Yes, I do. I will try to hold off maybe on starting him if need be, but that's somebody I want on my team if I got a spot.
All right, we've waited long enough. I know the text line's already blowing up about it. It's time to get to everybody's favorite segment that we do with Andy. It's time for Ask Andy.
You've got fantasy questions. He has fantasy answers. Helping you week by week in the leagues you love. It's time for Ask Andy on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's your final warning, 960-960. You want to hit us up on Twitter. If you've got fantasy football questions ahead of week 6 in the NFL, get them in right now. Ask Andy starting right now. Let's get right to it, Andy. The text line full of questions for you. Ready to go?
Let's go, baby. Let's do it.
All right, Andy, flex spot this week, Deontay Johnson of the Steelers or Zach Moss of the Bills?
I'm going to go Deontay Johnson. Roethlisberger's got a noodle arm, but he finds Johnson out of the slot, PPR especially. I think you go Johnson.
Andy, two quarterback league, Cousins, Jones, or Lawrence?
Ooh. Jones we're going to take out because of the possible – you banged it because of the injury. So we're going to take him out. Now, Cousins or Lawrence? See, Trevor Lawrence is always interesting because of the garbage time potential, right? That's you're going up against the Panthers if you're Kirk Cousins, and boy, he can be stymied a little bit. And then you have the Dolphins. That you know what? I'm going to say Kirk Cousins for this week. It's tough. Both are tough defense. I'm going to say Kirk Cousins as the second QB.
That texter also passing along a thank you for getting the Pitts over Cook last week for his tight end. Apparently helped him out, so a big thank you to
welcome.
Andy on that one. Pick two of these three running backs for me, Andy. Chase Edmonds, Zach Moss, and Myles Gaskin.
Boy. Okay, I got a beef with Myles Gaskin, Logan. I got a beef. Because this man has done nothing the entire year, and so finally last week, I was like, enough of you, Myles Gaskin. Get on the bench. I parked him. What does the man do? 31.9 fantasy points staring at me in the face. So I'm bitter towards Myles Gaskin. I'm going to say you can play Myles Gaskin. I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. I'm going to put him in my lineup. It might sting. I'm looking at the next two matchups. Jacksonville, great matchup. Atlanta, great matchup. I hope this is the start of a trend and we can do it. I'll be honest. I am nervous to play him. I'm going to do it and I'll advise it as well. But buyer beware. Is that a one-off or is it something new? We're going to find out.
Okay, that goes the same for the texter that asked about Myles Gaskin in their half-point PPR format, about starting against the Jags. So you can start him, but be wary of what might happen there. So
I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
I think everybody is. I know.
Wait, Logan, the week before, 0.3. Me and you had 0.3 less fantasy points than Myles Gaskin, okay? And then he goes off to 31. What am I looking at? Is it in between? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right, let's keep going. 960-960, you've got questions for Andy. Get them in. We'll try to get to them as fast as we can. Flex spot, Marvin Jones Jr. or Devontae Parker?
Oh, now Parker was banged up a little bit. He was nicked. So you're going to want to track that. I love Marvin Jones to start the year. I think his value may have dropped a bit where – he was the safety blanket for the first few weeks for Trevor Lawrence, and now he's starting to go elsewhere as he gets accustomed. I would say if Devontae Parker can go, you go with him. But I'm just reading an update here. He missed Wednesday's practice with a hamstring injury. So hammies are odd. I love the matchup against the Jags. If he misses any more practice or is limited, then by default you have to go the other way. If it clears up magically and the cue goes away and he's ready to go, then you go with Devontae Parker.
Another flex question, T. Higgins or Devonta Smith?
Ooh, I like how Smith has fit into that offense. See, the thing
he's
with Higgins
sneaky good,
is,
eh?
He's sneaky good. He's long-term, his thin, slight frame makes me a bit nervous. But when you look at T. Higgins, we know the talent is there. I think he's personally the most talented wide receiver on that team. However, a lot of mouths to feed for Joe Burrow. But they do throw the ball out, and it's against the Lions. I'm going to say you go with T. Higgins on this one. I just think the talent is more. I also feel this could be a Zach Ertz comeback day because Dallas Goedert is out. So he's another one you should be looking at adding on the waiver wire. So I'll say slight. I think either way you're going to be okay. I'm going to be a little bit bold. I think the safe play is Devonta Smith, but I feel that matchup could be a little bit of a season coming out party for T. Higgins.
Andy, is it time for me to cut ties with all Ravens running backs?
Yes. I've been saying that on this show, on the fantasy show, on every all year. Yes, folks. Yes. You only have yourself to blame. If you start a Ravens running back, you only have yourself to blame. The best Ravens running back is their quarterback. We know this. It's not Tyson Williams. Not Murray. It's not Freeman. It's not whatever other scrap heap veteran running back they pick up. It's not. Lamar Jackson runs the football first. The offense goes through him. Do not play a Ravens running back. You might get lucky and have one week where one goes off. You might, but you likely won't. So, yes, all ties cut.
Andy, give me two of these three running backs, Edmonds, Chubb, or Hunt.
Oh, baby. So here's the thing. You can go with Chubb and Hunt in a rare one-team stack. Very rare, very rarely happens. Look at the numbers. The Browns are running the football and/or passing it short and making the offense run through the running backs they have all season. Chubb and Hunt are absolute beasts. I think you do against the Cardinals, who, let's look at it, they score a lot of points, which means you're going to have to be rushing, throwing the football, getting it into your best playmaker's hands. And the best ones, week in, week out, both of them. I think you start both Chubb and Hunt and enjoy the show that should be against the Arizona Cardinals.
This is an interesting one, Andy, on a flex spot. Michael Pittman Jr. or Brandon Cooks?
Oh, boy. See, I don't we all feel bad for, like, Brandon Cooks? All the talent. It's not Brandon Cooks' fault. Right? Now, the first 3 weeks of the season, even after Tyrod went down in the Cleveland game, still in another great week, looking amazing, looking like a back-end WR1. Now, all of a sudden, we have a couple good defenses in Buffalo and New England, single digit, lower single digit. Colts, good defense. I think we have to stay away, and you go with Michael Pittman, who might be a nice – you know what? That might be another nice little DraftKings stack, and Pittman's not going to be too pricey either. So maybe you do a Wentz-Pittman stack.
A couple of quarterback questions coming your way, Andy, here. I think a lot of this happening with Russell Wilson going down, but especially for this texter. Andy, I've got Russell Wilson. Who do I pick up out of these three quarterbacks? Wentz, Burrow, Cousins.
Now, we talked about Wentz. It's again, like his ankles could go. His ankles could absolutely go. I think what you do is you go with Joe Burrow. Fantasy-wise, like Bengals have looked good all year. And Joe Burrow, outside of that awful Chicago game where he threw three interceptions, has really bounced back. So fantasy-wise, slow start to the year, high teens-ish, now 22-20. You got Detroit coming up next. Now, this is going to be a bit of a sandwich because you love the Detroit matchup, you don't like the Baltimore matchup, then you love the Jets matchup. I think the most upside in a pass-heavy offense, that's what you got to look at. Opportunity equals success. And Joe Burrow, I think, is going to have a lot of opportunity to throw on the Lions and the Jets.
A two-quarterback PPR league, Burrow is one of the starting quarterbacks, needs to decide out of one of these three as his second quarterback, Wentz, Teddy Bridgewater, or Tua?
Tua, absolutely not. We don't want anything to do with Tua. Teddy Bridgewater is very interesting. Beginning of the year again, and then he got banged up a bit, of course, right?
Yeah.
But when he is healthy and clicking, that guy, like, listen to these fantasy points, 20.46, 21.22. Then there was the Jets game and the Baltimore game, and he got banged up. Last week against Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's defense is really good, 19.62. Vegas defense, there we know what's going on there. They could be sort of all over the place. I think you might look towards Teddy Bridgewater. I think he's turning into maybe, for fantasy purposes, more than someone that just makes the pieces around him better. I think you go with Teddy.
This one, I think, a pretty standard one, but I'll ask you just in case. This person says, my starting receivers are Hopkins, Hill, and Mike Williams at flex. Do I drop any of them to get Antonio Brown? I would say no, but what do you feel like, Andy?
So give me the names again for Antonio. So there was Mike
Hill,
Williams.
DeAndre Hopkins and Mike Williams.
Oh.
Do I drop any of those guys to get Antonio Brown?
No. Like, what league are you in where Antonio Brown is available?
Good question.
What a league. I would like to be in that league. No. Mike Williams has been really good this year. He had the one dud. Overall, like, I still don't fully trust him, but he's done it over 5 weeks, so I might have to start. If you really wanted Antonio Brown, he'd be a great guy to have. The only one I would consider is Mike Williams, but I would rather you maybe try to trade Mike Williams in some sort of a package to improve elsewhere. And maybe get like a scrap guy in the back as part of a larger deal, maybe improve on running back or something, and then add Antonio Brown. But straight up, I don't know if it's worth it.
I'm going to this text for two reasons. One, I think it's an interesting question. And secondly, they sent another text to 960960, which I'm assuming was to their partner after they asked your question, Andy, for you, Andy. They're saying that they're going to stop by Sobeys and see about herbs. So, first of all, good luck going to Sobeys and picking up whatever herbs you might need for dinner tonight. As far as the fantasy advice for Andy, Andy, a full PPR, do I go with Schultz or Ingram at tight end? They also want to say a thank you for the suggestion of starting Brady over Daniel Jones. Got the W last week because of it.
Well, first of all, very welcome. Second of all, you don't need to go to Sobeys to get the herbs. Just go to Domino's.ca. Get your
exactly.
Pizza. Right? Come on now. Absolutely. That's what you do. Out of the two, Evan Ingram, no. I was so bullish on that guy last year, and he just did nothing. Dalton Schultz has been a stud the last 3 weeks. It's undeniable. It's undeniable. The fact that they're not using CeeDee Lamb more is puzzling overall. Just be aware that after this week, you do have a bye for Dallas. So you make sure you have sort of that next step plan in place, because the bye week after this week is coming for Dallas. But you go with Schultz all the way there.
Half PPR, speaking of CeeDee Lamb, this texter streams at quarterback, wondering if he should trade CeeDee Lamb in order to acquire Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my. Yes. Yes, absolutely. Go do that right now. That's a great move, yes.
Question that I think you'll be able to answer. We've talked about this a little. We've had a couple of questions about it, Andy. But as a Browns guy, Tyler is curious, what exactly do you do with Hunt in Cleveland when the guy is so hot and cold?
Well, for this year, Kareem Hunt, and now he sometimes has a questionable tag, but he always plays. He had a wrist and knee issue. Through my Browns connections, I'm told that is more maintenance. He didn't practice today. That is more just a general maintenance day, so don't be concerned. Overall, I think the hot and cold comment is fair. This year, it has just been straight up hot. Like, the guy's been an absolute PPR machine. Mm-hmm. 27.5, 16.6, 25.9, and 4 touchdowns. That's over the last 3 weeks. And that goes back to my point that both him and Chubb can both eat in this offense. You start Kareem Hunt. That's what you do with him.
A couple questions here about stashing guys for later on in the year. One question specifically asking about Trey Sermon. Keep him on my bench, Andy, or is he droppable at this point?
You know what? I think you have to follow the draft dollars, right? I know it's been super disappointing because Shanahan, Coach Kyle Shanahan, didn't tell us that Trey Sermon was in the doghouse before the season started. Thanks for nothing, Kyle. All right? And very frustrating. I think you got to keep him, and at least for now, because – I believe coming out of this bye week is going to be telling. We might be having a different conversation if he barely gets used out of Indianapolis. 49ers are on the bye week. Usually that is a reset. Maybe we can see Sermon more incorporated in a really injury-plagued and prone 49ers team that he comes out. I would hold on to him for now.
Two questions about A.J. Dillon. One of them, is he worth coming up as a handcuff to Aaron Jones, or does he have any standalone value? And one texter specifically wondering if they should start him over Sony Michel.
I would start him over Sony Michel. I know the last couple weeks have been, like, he still has no touchdowns, rushing touchdowns. So, you know, keep that in mind. The last 2 weeks in PPR format, like, he's gotten you into double digits, and last week, almost 18 fantasy points. I still am not a true believer in him. It concerns me more that he's cutting into Aaron Jones's time than making him a standalone starter. In that particular situation, I would rather have him over Sony Michel, but that doesn't mean that I would like to have him play every week for me.
Last one for you, Andy, and we're packed with questions. I'll tell you guys how to get a hold of Andy if you need more fantasy advice in just a moment, but this is the last one I got for you today. Andy, if you could pick two of these three running backs for the texter, Pollard, Carson, and Hubbard.
Hubbard, definitely, if Christian McCaffrey doesn't play, right? That's obvious. If he plays, suits up at all, then no. So that answer might be solved for you if CMC plays already. If he doesn't, who are the other two? There was
Carson and Pollard.
I want to like Chris Carson. I do, but like,
I think everybody does.
I trust him? Right? Can I trust him?
Yeah.
Like he's questionable again. Like, you know, and Tony Pollard's a gadget guy.
Yeah.
Pollard could pop. He might not. Neck injury, didn't practice Wednesday. You really have to look at and track this throughout the week. So I think it would just be speculation on an answer right now. If everybody's healthy, I would go with Carson and Hubbard if CMC isn't out. But it's a lot of – this is a question we're going to have to answer, I think, on Saturday.
Apologies to anybody on the text line on Twitter for questions that we didn't get to. We're limited with time with Andy. We could go all day if we wanted to. If you need to get a fantasy answer from Mr. McNamara, you can head to Twitter at NDMC81. You'll have all the details. He can get back to you on some of your more specific fantasy questions throughout the week. But if not, we're leading up to the fantasy show on the weekend. Andy, what do you got coming our way?
Oh, wow. We got fantasy football starts. It's for every single game through the whole week. There's always a chance that I give away some Domino's pizza, you know, likely. So, you know, tune in for that. And I'll say this to the listeners as well. This is the last day for my Madden 22 game giveaway. So here's what happened real quick, Logan. So the fine folks at EA Sports weeks ago, before the season, gave me some Madden codes for Xbox and PlayStation to give out and all that, and I did. Then I went back. I was going through emails. I realized I had one left. I was like, oh, man, it's October. I got to give this thing away. So I put it out on the show last week. I'm like, oh, geez. So to enter, what you got to do, it's tweeted out at AndyMC81, but you have to follow at the AFLL, the American Football Legends League, which is the new project. I'm actually heading to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, next Thursday to host a live franchise auction show. Go follow it. And the reason I want you to is because you're going to be able to learn about this amazing Legends League video game simulation, play with the greats at their all-time peak. It's absolutely amazing, and you can register to bid on a franchise and actually get to engage with Hall of Famers and all-time NFL greats through their NFT. So at the AFLL to enter to win a copy of Madden 22.
Andy, you're absolutely the best. We'll listen for you on the weekend, pal. Thanks for this, as always. And sorry my Chargers had to upset your Browns on the weekend. I'm really sorry about that.
It was a fun game. It hurt. Baker will be back. It's all good, buddy. My
pleasure,
as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Andy. There you go.